This is Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. Local veterans are making plans to renovate and revitalize the old VFW building. It's in the 9th block of Lincoln Avenue in downtown Steamboat Springs. They want to make it a central gathering place for veterans and active duty military personnel and their families. It was built in 1898. It's been part of Gamble's department store, a bank, a barber shop, a bowling alley, and a bar. Then in 1948, the building was home to the VFW. That's the Veterans of Foreign Wars. The VFW Post agreed to donate the building to become the Veterans Center, but $3 million in repairs is needed, especially after the 2019 fire next door at what was then the Steamboat Smokehouse. Jeff Steck is the president of the board of directors for the Veterans Center. He says these places used to be community centers, and they want this building to be that again.
We wanted to restore it to being a community center that would serve veterans, of course, but also serve the greater Steamboat community. Ideally, I hope this place is used 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by someone in the community. We want to give back. We're grateful that we're here, and we just want to serve the community and our veterans.
The Veterans Center has been set up as a 501c3 run by the VFW members. It'll have a full kitchen and a vet center to serve about 1,200 estimated veterans in Rout County. They're working on grants and also fundraising to hopefully raise enough money by the end of January 2024. Find out more and donate at steamboatveterans.org. Great Outdoors Colorado, Colorado Parks and Wildlife, and Governor Polis have announced a $250,000 grant to Rout Recreation and Conservation Roundtable. The funding will help the coalition finalize a conservation and recreation plan for Rout County, host meetings, and conduct research to determine regional priorities. UC Health Yampa Valley Medical Center has been recognized for breastfeeding excellence by the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment. This is the first year YVMC has received the award. In news from Lift Up of Rout County, they want to remind you, please bring in your donation items clean. Also, like new or gently used, nothing stained or dirty or missing pieces. And if they have been stored for a while, please check for bugs and rodents. The donation center is open from 10 to 4 Wednesdays and Fridays. Lift Up also needs egg cartons if you have some. They can be dropped off at the Steamboat Food Bank during the day, Monday through Friday. And last Saturday's produce drive with the Steamboat Group resulted in nearly 2,000 pounds of fresh produce and canned goods. I'm Shannon Lukens, first with local news, weather, and sports. Access it anytime at KRAIRadio.com.